Hello.
Good morning. How are you, Lee? This is Jeannie.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
I'm reading about a... I saw a... I don't know, I was poking around on the internet yesterday. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Jeannie?
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I was just stretching.
That's very good to do. I've learned that in my Tai Chi that it's important to stretch first thing in the morning, especially.
Mm-hmm. I always remember hearing about, you know, what does a cat do when it gets up first thing?
Yes.
It stretches.
Sure. Dogs do.
How long have you been doing Tai Chi?
This week was my third week.
That's great.
I'm enjoying it. And she introduces other wellness modalities with it. You know, information is either in the news, just like we do in the calls. Which
That's is really good.
Do you only go once a week?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've got it.
I actually even asked at the beginning of the class how many have done any stretching. And a lot of people, you know, more of the people, there's only a few of us who are new. So there are like 20, 25 people who have been doing this for a very long time. So there must be a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, started stretching. She said you should lie in bed in the morning before you get up and make circles with your legs, keeping your foot on the bed. You can even lay on your hip and do it, and same with your shoulder. And I asked her why you do it in bed rather than standing, and something about, you know, you don't have the pressure on your spine pushing down when you're erect compared to lying down. So it's good for your body to do it lying down. And she says do it on the bed. You don't have to go to the floor.
Okay. So you do just little circles with your feet, your legs straight?
As big as you can. Bending your knee as big as you can. And
okay.
Reach as far as you can out, yeah. Which is good for the hip and the whole body.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, and everything's just very gentle and flowing and moving.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And the first class is free here at least, so if you don't like it, you don't have to pay. You don't have to go back.
That's good.
Yeah.
I know it's quite popular.
Yeah.
Who else has joined us this morning?
Leilana's lying in bed doing her leg exercise.
Nothing like doing it right now, right?
Forget the shoulders.
I'm going to go back to bed right now, okay?
I'll conduct a class online.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Good morning, Leilana.
Good morning.
Anybody else want to say hello this morning?
Good morning.
Is that Brenda?
That's Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm very good.
Good. Good, good.
Did your son get to school yesterday?
Yes, he has to go back. Orientation for college.
Where is he going?
Oh, he's going to the community college nearby.
Is this your first child going to college?
Oh, no. This is my last child going to college.
That's a relief.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. It's a relief he's going to college. He took a year off. You know, I just don't think school's for me speech.
But that's a smart move when they say that.
Yeah, I thought so. It was good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is the Advanced Lifestyle Call, and we're all here to provide the most current nutritional advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. And all of us here today, if you're new on the call, we would love to have you ask us any questions or whatever, if there's something on your mind, or if you're participating and you have a question or a comment or things like that. That's what this call is all about, is helping each other through this. Most of us have been a part of a study group where we're actively applying principles found in a book called The China Study by Colin Campbell. And other things too, drmcdougall.com, and I think it's drmcdougall.com. He's got some great things there too. In The China Study, where the book begins, it described the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants. So it's pretty interesting, the findings there. attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You're our guest. And we just ask that if you find helpful information here and you see benefits in anything that you've learned, just pass on this call number and time to others. So thank you for allowing us to enter your home, your office, your car, and welcome everybody. I thought we'd do that first before we start talking a lot. There was a lot in the headlines yesterday. I was looking online. We don't get the newspaper anymore, so I have to read the newspaper online. And this was just from MSNBC.com. The title was, "If Trends Continue, We'll All Be Fat in 40 Years." I was like, uh-oh.
By 2040, everybody will be overweight. That was on TV this morning also. Is that what you're reading?
Was it?
By 2040, if we continue the way we are now. Well, now they say two-thirds of us have that problem. But by 2040, if we continue, everyone will be overweight.
Yeah.
Is that what it said?
Something like that. The bottom line under that said, researchers, by 2048, every American could be at least slightly overweight. Mm-hmm. This came from August the 6th. It looks like Wednesday. If the trends of the past three decades continue, it's possible that every American adult could be overweight 40 years from now, a government-funded study projects. The figure might sound alarming or impossible, but researchers say that even if the actual rate never reaches the 100% mark, any upward movement is worrying. Two-thirds of the population, yeah. So, and then it talks about waistlines aren't the only thing poised to balloon in the future. They estimate that healthcare costs directly related to excess pounds will double each decade, reaching $957 billion in 2030. Accounting for one of every six healthcare dollars spent in the United States. Boy, oh boy. It's a good thing we're doing this call. You know, and it's not about just losing weight, but it's about maintaining health and preventing illness, too. You know, and so along the way, the weight will come off. You know, there's another one that said, is fat the new normal? So, I saw they had some political cartoons or something they called them, and one of them in there was a little thin kid getting out of the car at school, and all of his overweight buddies, and everyone was laughing at him, and it said something like, you know, why am I so thin, or I'm considered the abnormal one because I'm so skinny, you know. It was interesting.
Growing up, Jeannie, did you feel, did people make fun of you for being skinny?
My brothers did.
Uh-huh. Because I have a friend who is tall and very thin, and she claims that she had problems because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's quite the same as someone who has a weight problem, but you're right. I mean, look at school kids. It's become the norm for them to carry excess weight.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like not having kids. People don't think I know anything about children. It's the same because I'm slender. People don't think I know anything about losing weight. And so, I mean, it seems that way, you know. But, I mean, I had a period of time when I was younger where I was 20 pounds heavier. And at that time, I was pretty bulked up, you know.
For you?
So, yeah, for me. I weighed like 150 pounds. I'm 5'9". So, I worked at a gym. I don't want to talk about me here, but I worked at a health club, but I didn't know anything about eating. And so I was bulked up. I thought I was a big boned person, you know, and I'm definitely not. I'm a small boned person. So it's interesting over time, you know, how things happen. But I've always been on a mission to stay healthy. And like I said before, my family, I have four brothers. Three of them right now are really overweight. And my parents are slim. So am I, and my oldest brother is slim. And so it's a sign of what goes in the mouth for the majority of the part, you know, majority of it. So it's the eating habits is a big part of that, I'll say. So anyway, it's just, you know, a really good time now for us to be on the journey that we're on, you know, and to help others along with ourselves, you know, to set that example and stuff. So anyway, anybody have any comments or questions?
Yeah. This is Dottie. Oops,
hi, Dolly.
How you doing? I think diet has a lot to play with it, but I think exercise, you know, and moving that body, because some people, you know, diet, and, you know, eat practically nothing, and they don't lose weight, or they balance their diet, and they can't lose weight, and they don't have that exercise in it, you know, involved with what goes on, you know.
Mm-hmm,
I know myself, I have to keep moving in order to maintain what I want to maintain.
Exactly. And, you know, I grew up with diet and exercise, and then NECAN comes around, and there's much more to health than just diet and exercise, you know, so it just made sense to me. The air we breathe, the water we drink, sleeping, you know, all those things are so vital and just rounds off that picture, you know, for balance.
I heard on TV this morning that exercise 30 minutes a day, most days, actually can make you smarter.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And broccoli, well, back to broccoli as we did at the beginning of the week, can help with diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Oz the other day, I remember last night, mentioned that, was it parsley? I know that, is Anita on the call? She has it growing as a good vegetable. We talked about that, gosh, about a year ago. Remember, Jeannie?
Parsley?
Is that what it is?
I've seen it recently.
Really?
It's a green, right?
Oh, you saw it in the store?
I think I saw it in the store.
Oh, my.
I'm going to go to the store today. I'll look for it again.
Oprah likes the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
So
what is it called?
How do you spell it, Jeannie?
I think it's purse, P-U-R-S-E-L-A-N-E.
Yeah, that sounds...
It might not have the E on there.
I think that sounds pretty close.
Parsley?
And Anita has it in a pot outside her house growing, so it's something we could plant.
I'm going to type it in here. I've got my computer up. Yeah, there it is.
I had never heard of it until last year.
It's a portal. It may let me see here. It's an annual succulent in the family of portal. Oh, that's a long one. A native of India and the Middle East.
Really?
It is naturalized elsewhere and in some regions is considered an invasive weed.
So that's
there
like
you go, those weeds are good for you.
Yeah, that's why she's keeping it in the pot a bit.
Yeah. Edible landscaping with the herb purslane, a nutritious weed increasingly used in agricultural and cooking recipes, high in vitamin C, and metabolism regulating omega-3. Let me click on the article here.
You can put it in your salads because Oprah was eating it raw. She said it had kind of almost a sweet taste.
Mm-hmm. It looks a little bit like, it's got little tiny leaves. They have a picture of it here. It's got little kind of...
How did you spell it?
P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E. Yeah, take the E out.
P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E.
Yeah, it does grow invasively in your garden, so it's probably better in a pot.
To remember that.
Mm-hmm. It just happens to contain alpha-linolenic acid, one of the most highly sought-after omega-3 fatty acids.
Wow.
Why pay money for fish oil when you can grow your own omega-3 fatty acids as part of your edible landscape?
It's an annual, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
What weed is this?
This is purslane. P-U-R-S-L-A-N-E.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'll remember that next year when I'm looking for stuff to plant.
It's funny, it says here, see more about, and it has purslane, edible landscaping, and lawn weeds.
Oh, interesting.
I wonder if it grows in the lawn.
I've never seen it in a store, so would it be like where the greens are, I imagine?
Mm-hmm. It's a green bunch. It looks like it has a long stem, small leaves that are kind of oval-shaped, it looks, in this picture.
Mm.
Kind of like a teardrop shape. Not real big leaves. So I'm thinking of like a parsley type of thing.
And you saw it in a regular grocery store, you think?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Okay.
Well, at Sprouts.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm going, wow, that's interesting.
What a place. Sprouts.
I know. Now, here it says, not to get off on purslane, but here's a... purslane cooking recipe for a cucumber yogurt salad. Oh, you have to go to his website. Okay, never mind. We'll look at that later.
Hmm.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw also this morning, or yesterday, last night, late actually. Have you heard of Quorn? Q-U-O-R-N.
Pulled a picture up on it 2 days
Did
ago
you?
On the internet.
What is it? I looked at it. It was under an article I saw on MSN.com, 10 muscle-building foods. One was quinoa, so I pulled that down. And the other one was corn, and I didn't have time, so I just printed it out. It's a little-known protein source. So this morning I'm looking at it, and it does have egg white as a binder. It's coming out of the UK. It's all-natural meat substitute, protein substitute. That's not from soy.
What's it from, do you know?
It comes from a edible fungus, a mushroom, I guess.
Yeah.
Aren't mushrooms from the fungus family?
Hmm.
So anyway, I have not seen that in the stores, but we may start seeing it more and more. So I was just, it has the whole history about it here, but I'm not going to read that, but that's interesting.
And they pronounce it corn?
I'm not sure. They don't have a pronunciation here. Leading brand of mycoprotein food produced a product in the UK and a leading brand elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Mycoprotein is a generic term for protein-rich foodstuffs made from processed edible fungus. There we go. Doesn't that sound yummy?
Definitely processed. Well, that micro scares me only because of what we talked about the other day with what the chiropractor was talking about. I don't have it written down. Hold on.
All right. Well, it says the myco is from the Greek word for fungus.
Oh, myco, not micro.
Yeah, myco.
M-Y-C-O. Micro, I'm sorry, okay.
Like
yeah.
Mushrooms, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
So anyway, you know, they're coming out with all these things. So anyway, as a muscle-building food, I thought, oh, I want to read about that because I like muscle-building foods.
Do you do any strength training?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I get Dr. Wells' letter. Does anybody get that?
I used to, and it stopped coming to me. I don't know why.
Huh.
Who is it?
They had an antioxidant that was supposed to be higher than anything, and it began with an A, A-C-I.
Acai berry.
Huh?
Acai berry.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've never heard of it. I've never seen it. Have anybody seen it or?
Yeah. We have a juice store, Robex, it's called, right next to Starbucks. Every time I go there, I think, gee, should I have coffee or juice? Anyway, they have and I've seen it in Sprouts again, in the frozen section, they have, it's pronounced, I saw the other day, A, like ah, A-H, and then Sai, S-I-G-H-E-E-E, acai berry, and it's a Brazilian thing.
The berries
from
are
Brazil.
Pretty expensive if you ever see them.
Mm-hmm. They have a mashed up, it's frozen, and you can use it in your smoothies if you wanted to. I have tried that before, and it was very good. It's not real sweet.
Because I looked in the on the Ciaga bottle, because you know how we have all our high antioxidants in there. I mean, all the wonderful things that some of the stuff you've never heard of. And I thought for sure they'd have that in there, where this was supposed to be higher than anything, and it wasn't, so.
Probably don't need it with the combination of the things that's in there already.
Yeah.
I guess.
Probably. Yeah.
That's what I would think. Anyway, anybody else have anything on their minds regarding our journey here? Or any comments or questions about things that you're going through? Who tried a broccoli recipe this week?
Well, I tried Shah's polenta. I thought that was excellent.
Mm-hmm. I have one that I am going to try. Did not get around to doing it. I was going to do it yesterday. It's a real simple. It comes from, let me see the name of this book. Anyway, it's broccoli with peanut sauce. And I thought, ooh, that sounds like something I'd like. And it's called broccoli dipped in wonderful peanut sauce. Children love this dish. You can cook the broccoli at several days ahead of time and serve it at any temperature, room temperature, or with a warm sauce. Room temperature or warm sauce. And so I wanted to try that because I've always liked, when I go to Asian food, I always like their peanut sauce a little bit on things. I'm going to try that one. This is from The Vegetable Dishes I Can't Live Without, from Molly Katzen. A lot of great recipes in there.
Tried that cheesy, melty cheesy sauce yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Very good.
Okay. Are you going to send that over?
Yeah, I sent it out this morning. I ended up
thank you.
Turning it into chicken enchiladas. Not chicken. No, well, my old famous recipe, green chili chicken enchiladas without any chicken or chicken soup. So it's basically green chili enchiladas.
Oh, wow.
Using that cheese sauce as the base. And threw in the green chilies and the onions and spices and corn tortillas torn up. It was good. My husband didn't even know it was different.
Wow. Well, I've never made enchiladas before, but I would love that. I love Mexican food. I love it. That's pretty strong. I really like it.
Well, this is the easiest recipe. It's one I've been making for years and years, so I just adapted it. I had quit using chicken in it and just using the soup, and then I quit using the soup because it has a chicken stock and the MSG.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, how am I going to make this without a soup? And this sauce worked. It was great because it's almost like a nacho cheese, melty cheese. Mm. You can use it for nachos or pouring over a baked potato or whatever. So I just, it made like 2.5 cups, and I sauteed up some onions and garlic and oregano, salt and pepper, threw that in, tore up some corn tortillas, threw that in, stirred it up and popped it in the oven for about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And then on top of it, you throw, well, I always throw a lot of tomatoes and lettuce and on top, and beans, refried beans, of course. Good.
That sounds pretty easy, too.
Easy.
Yeah.
So it worked with this melty cheese.
Okay.
You don't have to use a cream of something soup in it.
Yeah. Good. Well, I'll have to try that. That sounds great. Making me hungry now.
And the best thing is when you're eating it, you go, I don't have to feel bad about this.
Mm-hmm. Do you have something on the side with it, or you just put all the lettuce, tomatoes, and stuff on top and have it as one dish meal?
I throw it all on top.
Yeah.
All on top.
Okay.
And the no-fat refried beans, the smashed beans, and I usually scoop the beans, in, or you can throw them on top, too. But
you could use whole beans if you wanted to, too.
You could.
Yeah.
I like smashed ones for this. But my husband likes whole beans. So.
Okay.
Preference.
Has done that recipe down?
I sent out the milk cheese this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'll send a enchilada recipe too.
The enchilada
sounds good.
Soup. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, on this morning, so we should get it today sometime?
Yes.
Yeah, great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Brenda. You know, another one of the muscle-building foods that I read about was quinoa. And when I was in Texas visiting with my cousins, my one cousin is endeavoring to cut out different things. I've just recently sent her the China study information. She was interested in that. and she's lost about 20 pounds, and she was just cutting out things, you know, with her, she has a nutritionist that she's working with, and she had, she asked me about quinoa, and so I was telling her a little bit about quinoa, and she just wanted to know some recipes, and so that's one of the reasons why I was poking around on the internet last night. On this one particular one, it says, she was cutting out gluten things, and I asked her if she was gluten intolerant, and she said no, but she was just trying to cut out, you know, and try different grains that were gluten-free. And so on this little blip about quinoa here, it says, move over white rice and make room for this South American grain. Although technically a seed, this protein source contains a complete set of branch chain and essential amino acids, making it a tissue and muscle-building powerhouse. Its nutritional composition is better than most grains, so try to have one cup a week, alternating it with other healthy starches such as sweet potatoes and brown rice. I'm going, one cup a week? Anyway, and then she said it's a great breakfast cereal, especially when flavored with cinnamon. So that's what I'm having for breakfast this morning. I happened to find a little quinoa.
Did you make it with lentils?
You could.
Yeah.
Certainly could.
Yeah.
Well, they're really good for you.
Yeah, they are.
And cinnamon. Don't forget cinnamon. I'm a big man on cinnamon.
Say that again, Brenda, something about oatmeal.
Yeah. There's the last cookbook I had with Orny. She said one of his recipes is with oatmeal. Half quinoa, half oatmeal.
Okay.
So we could put some of the quinoa in our oatmeal mix.
And it was good. It takes about 15 minutes to simmer, or if you're making the stone ground oatmeal, the stone steel cut oatmeal, it would be probably even better because it would simmer.
Cook longer.
It cooks in about 15 minutes, and it requires a little more liquid.
Okay.
I'm going to add some to my cereal mix next time.
Yeah.
Okay, what is that grain?
It's spelled Q-U-I-N-O-A. It's pronounced quinoa, like K-E-E-N-W-A, quinoa.
Q-U-I-N-O-A.
Q-U-I-N-O-A. And it looks like a little round bird seed. Looks like millet, similar to millet, if you've seen millet.
It's about half the size of a rice.
And it's high in what?
It's high in essential amino, it says here, the set of branch chain and essential amino acids. I'm sure it has many other things in it, too. Let me look it up, too, while I'm sitting here.
That's okay, I can look.
Yeah. I like it better than millet. And I haven't had quinoa in a while, so I'm trying to think.
And it's high in fiber?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Protein, right?
It's definitely gluten-free.
Gluten-free, yeah.
I have a recipe of it with mint and lime, something on it. It was delicious. I served it once with some chicken kebab for some friends that are meat eaters, and had vegetables in between, and they ate more of the quinoa than anything else.
Yeah. That sounds good. I like those flavors together.
Yeah, I'll find that recipe. That was good.
Yeah, there is a lot of recipes here online, too. It's 100% whole grain, close to being a perfect food. A lot of them say that. It's not a grain, but it's a seed of a leafy plant related to spinach. Well, isn't that interesting?
Because there must be iron in there, I'll bet.
Yeah. An excellent source of protein, 12 to 18%. The National Academy of Sciences, according to them, quinoa is one of the best sources of protein in the vegetable kingdom. Contains this amino acid lysine, which helps the body produce protein. Also helps the body process the protein in the quinoa and in other foods. Got all the essential amino acids, great source of B vitamins containing niacin, thiamine, and B6, high levels of potassium and riboflavin, zinc, copper, manganese, magnesium, contains folic acid and vitamin E.
Doesn't mention iron, interestingly.
Mm-mm, no.
So maybe the plant has to process more into the spinach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Janice from Michigan here, and,
hi,
you know, just listening to you guys that have done research and different foods and stuff, you know, you want to get ticked because we have been so narrowly educated as to what's out there and to use. Mm-hmm. And then again, it's my responsibility. And, but we have been so narrowly educated as to the foods right here that are available to use.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there is such variety out there that it's, I mean, I'm just taking one or two steps at a time.
Good.
And, you know, I'm changing. My kids think I'm radical, but I mean, I nearly started.
Where do you hear those girls on the call?
you know, that's kind of funny because we're going on vacation, and my daughter, she says to me, because she knows I like this kind of stuff, and I get stuff from the farmers out here. And she says, how about you bringing the, she says, I only eat farm fresh eggs now. And I said, good, at least it's that. You know, it's farm fresh. They have to be supposedly, you know, pasture fed eggs or whatever, chickens or whatever you call them. And I only want organic milk anymore. Stop. At least you're looking.
You know, you never know what's going to start somebody on the journey. I like to call it a journey because it is, you know, we're just learning. And it's just installing certain things and then taking certain things away, you know, or taking them out, replacing them or whatever you want to call it. But, you know, that's
hard.
Good.
It's very difficult to overcome the education that we have. Milk is good. It's a source of calcium.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to a doctor on television today, this morning, and he was saying how United States, we are 80-90% of all the dairy products in the world. Yet we have osteoporosis. You know, we have majority of osteoporosis in this country. Now, the two just don't jive. If this is a major source of calcium, and we're eating all this dairy products, and we're getting osteoporosis, it just doesn't jive. Something's wrong here, you know, the whole process. But
that's because we have wonderful drug companies that will give us the drugs that will help the osteoporosis, they tell us. Sorry. I have a suggestion, Janice. Why don't you buy rice milk and say, that was the only thing organic I could find. And look, it says organic on here, and it doesn't have to be refrigerated until we open it.
Oh. I'm not bringing the milk up at all. And my son looks in the refrigerator, and he says, what do you eat? I said, well, nothing you like. I don't have milk in here, and I don't have, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I don't have rice. So this rice milk, by the way, does that keep for a long time when you open it up?
It should tell you on the package, maybe. I would think maybe 2 weeks max.
Yeah, I just don't use it.
I had switched my husband to soy milk, and you know, I don't use milk at all, so it wasn't something, unless the recipe calls for it. And then I found the rice milk that did not have to be refrigerated. So, and I am not crazy about using a whole lot of soy anyway, so I bought that. Well, the big thing is he decided he doesn't want cereal anymore, so much for the milk. And whether he will switch to rice if he has any milk again, I don't know, but I have a rice milk sitting in the cupboard now.
That's good.
Yeah.
They say on the carton it's usually 7 to 10 days after you open it, but I have used it for longer than that.
I would imagine you might be able to freeze it also, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things I have done when I have bought milk occasionally. You know, I'll buy the organic, quote-unquote. It doesn't have, the cows don't have all the have been all these hormones and all sort of kind of stuff. But then I just freeze it because I don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And can use it once in a while.
I've been noticing, I know we're getting past our time here a little bit, but I've been eating out a lot with friends. My husband's out of town, and so I've been doing lunches with my girlfriends here. And you know, they'll cook things vegetarian. They call it vegetarian, but I've been irritated with the amount of cheese on some things. And we went to a kind of a fancy place the other day, and they made me this gorgeous. It was they called it a quesadilla. And I said, can you take the chicken out and beef it up with some vegetables? And they did a beautiful job. It was just so pretty. Everybody around the table was going, what's that? You know, but they just had so much cheese inside there. And I had asked them, you know, to kind of remove most of the cheese. Anyway, so I ate a couple of them. And I thought, you know, that's where people really, and so I've been reading in the China study a lot about the casein, and it really reinforces the reason why I don't want that in my diet, and I'm a healthy individual, but so anyway,
and I
might reread those sections in the China study. I think it's in the chapter called Turning Off Cancer, something like that. So
on the casein, you were speaking about one of these websites when I was looking up the cheese, VegWeb or one of those spots, went in to look up artificial, you know, whatever. Anyway, the basic was the whey and the casein is what is in the cheese that gives it the strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought,
artificial casein
gives it that stretchiness.
Ah.
Artificial casein.
What
it's
bad for us is what causes cheese to have the texture everybody wants.
Ah, okay. It's spelled C-A-S-E. I-N. I don't know if there's an E on the end or not.
I think you were talking about that in the milk today, too.
Yeah, if you look at, yeah, it's a milk product. If you look at that, look at labels, read labels, any of your creamy, dairy, all those kind of things, that's in it. And some of the, quote, vegetarian cheeses or vegan cheeses, you have to be careful there, too. Some of them put.
Very true.
Yeah, they have a little casein.
What is it about the whey? I've heard that briefly once before. Whey and milk
mm-hmm.
products. Is that, what is that for?
Let's see.
Whey is a protein.
Anybody know about the whey? Is the whey what causes the casein, or is
it? It comes from, I believe it comes from milk.
Yeah,
milk plasma. It's the liquid remaining after the milk has been curdled and strained. A byproduct of the manufacture. I just typed it in. The byproduct of the manufacture of cheese or casein, and has several commercial uses.
So it is causing the casein then, or?
Mm-hmm.
It's after the casein.
Yeah, it's a byproduct of the manufacture of cheese or casein. So it comes from it.
Like the okara is left over when Shara makes her milk.
Right.
Almost.
Okay, so our mom, they put this whey in I think Perfect Start has some whey in it.
Yeah.
So is whey containing, if it's a byproduct, is it still containing some casein or not?
It's a good thing to look at.
Hmm.
Okay, here it says whey protein is the name for a collection of globular proteins that can be isolated from whey. It's typically a mixture of all these things. This is getting a little more over my head here. So,
and again, we're back to the 5% rule.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to be absolutely clean in your diet, totally, you know, it might be something to look at.
No, I was just curious as to if it's good or bad, or or if it is what causes the casein, or and then I was wondering where the stretch comes from in the cheese. So I found out it was the whey and the casein that causes the stretch in the cheese. That's why we can't get that good stretch in cheese when we get artificial cheeses. Or
That's why they don't melt very well and that kind of thing. Probably. I see. Interesting. Good.
Then we accept it and enjoy that it doesn't melt very well.
Right. You just kind of go, wow, this is good. They do taste pretty good, some of them, and I'm anxious to try your cheesy sauce.
The eggplant parm that I made the other night, I had a little bit of a cold last night, and it was good that way also.
So, you know, it's very, he liked it and I like it, so I will definitely do it again without, like, real cheese.
Good.
It worked.
Good. I'm glad. I'd like to know that recipe, too.
That was the old one from years ago. Where
is it the old? Yeah.
You layer the pasta sauce, whatever you want to use, or make your own. Eggplant and some, he picked up some mozzarella soy cheese.
Mm.
And as I said yesterday, it was a weird texture. It was almost like tofu. And I just cut off little pieces and put it, you know, around and layered another layer of eggplant sauce and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was just so excited because the eggplants were from the garden.
I know.
Yeah.
So cool. I want to have a garden someday. Well, everybody, anybody else have any last-minute comments or things we need to talk about here real quick? Or I appreciate everybody's time and commitment to the call. Thank you so much for your comments. And, you know, we still have a great mission here, which is exciting, too. So have a great day and continue on in the... We'll be on the call again tomorrow.
Any good information today?
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.